You are listening to benstorah.com.
Parshas Kisavu. Yesh levayris ha-tfilah niflara. Parshas Kisavu is the parsha of Bikurim, which is hoidah to the Boreh Olam for everything that he's given. That's right. At the beginning, that's the holy sod of the parsha. Now, listen to this. Okay? Yesh levayris ha-tfilah niflara she'anu omrim kol boker be'omdenu ma'arisasenu. When we get up from our beds, we say in the morning the following tefillah. Now this tefillah, this bill is mevusas, if you look at the bottom here. Okay, if you look here, this bill is mevusas al biur ha-chofetz chaim, al pi ma she-siper agon Reb Yosef Shlomo Kahaneman, what the Ponovitch Rov said, Rav Miponovitch, bishmo, right, bishmo, okay, in his name.
Moriber.
Okay. Umuva, and it's Muva, b'sefer lekach tov la'Rav Yaakov Beifus, al dvarim chenek alef daf reish ches. This is really, this is a biur of the Chofetz Chaim on the Elokai Neshama. With Elokai, Neshama shenasata bi tohirovi. The Neshama that you've given me is Tavo, okay? The neshama that you've given me is Tavo,
yeah.
Okay? Now, the, what is the pshat? A neshama, okay? A neshama, hi chelek eloika mimal. The chelek, the neshama is a chelek of the boy roilom. Mishum kach tohi rohi. Therefore, it is Toho. The Neshama is Toho. Kayeme, v'yi kayemes me'az b'riya so'ilom. It was is niskayim from the time of b'riya so'ilom. The Baruch Hu created the Neshamas. V'yatida li'ishay la'netzach nitzachim. It's going to last forevermore. We're going to die. V'yi oison Neshama shakurush Baruch Hu fiach banu. Kasher notzarnu. It's the Neshama that Kurush Baruch Hu gave blew into our nostrils on the day that we were born. Or actually, the day that we were created, the conception, that is. Moshe Kosov, Vayipach Be'apav Nishmas Chaim. Okay? He put into the Nishmas Chaim, went into our nostrils. Aboy Reis Borach, Kodesh Boruch Hu Shoymer Oiso Bekirbenu. He looks after it in our bodies, Kol Rega Verega Shel Chayenu. Every single minute of our life. Okay? Every single minute of our life is with us. Reb Tzvi. This is Navi Akif. Right? That's the Elokai Neshama Shenosot Tabi that you gave into me to Hoy Rohi.
Hoy Rohi.
Yeah. Aso Verato. Ata Verato.
Aton Verato.
Ata Verasa, you created it. Ata Yitzarto. Okay. You formed it. Ata Nafachta. Ata Nafachta. You blew it in. Ata Meshamara Bekirbi. And you keep it in me. That's the Hemshech of the, right? Of the Psukim, of the Tefillah. Ulam. Okay. Ulam. Haneshama hufkada biyadenu v'nishmeres banu. The neshama is hufkad in us, in our hands. It's given as a pikodon, as a collateral in our hands. V'nishmeres banu kedei lemale es atafkid v'mesima ha'elokit. Right? In order to fulfill the spiritual goal, correct?
Right.
The chovaseinu lishmor al taharoso. We have to look after the neshama in its. We have to look after. We have to keep it tahor. We have to keep it holy.
Holy.
Bekiyum hamitzvus v'advekus v'Hashem yisbor. We have to keep it holy by doing the mitzvahs. and being mispan in Dabik in Hashem. The Ein, alright? The Ein, listen to this. The Ein Tkufas Pikadon Ze Shebiyadenu, the Tkufa of the Pikadon that's in our hands, Ela Lishivim Shana is for 70 years, Vim Bikbro Shmonim, right? Vim Bikbro Shmonim Shana, okay? And if a person is Zoicher for 80 years, okay? ואחר כך, מסבק שימנו להחזירה על כל חיים. And then we have to give it back. Whether you like it or you don't. Now, listen to this. ואתה עושה דלית לא ממני, ואויס הנשמה שאוכזר על הבעל הפיקודו, that נשמה that given back to the בעל הפיקודו, אם בדרגה גבוהה של If it's in the high darga shel taira, in bepachos, more or less, he ois ha neshama mamish, it's mamish that neshama, she tuchzar bonu, that will be given back to us, the osid lovoi b'tchias ha-meisim. Okay?
Because b'tchias ha-meisim.
And that's what's written, ula achzir abi, the osid lovoi. Okay? Yeah. Listen to this. I think we can do it like this. I think this is better to a better way of Listen to this. I think that we need to do it this way. I think this is a much better way of doing, of actually separating out the, yeah. You see, the explanation is actually on the next part as well. Okay? This is it. Voice and the Shamu Shuksa Labala Pikado. אם בדרגה גבוהה של טל או פחות, היא עושה נשמה ממי שתוחזר בנו לאוסי דלובה בתחי הסמיסים, או להחזיר, that's what's written, או להחזיר רבי לאוסי דלובה. Okay, so that's the פשט in אלוקי הנשמה שנסעת בי, גם יתורי, תורי רגיל, it's too hard, we have to look after. אתה ורסו, אתה יצלת, אתה נפחת, ואתה משמרה בקרבי. Okay? And you shimmer it within me. Then we stop. What's happening now? Hold on. Just hold on. Don't know why it went down. There it is. And then we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take it from me, Bal Kolcho. That's Vatati Litla Mimeni. Litla Mimeni. And then eventually it's going to be given back in Tchias HaMesim Ulachzir Abi La'osid Lavo. All the explanation. Kasher Adam Magia. Alright, when a person comes la'karazu, when a person comes to this realization, okay, she'utal olav misima ko ilalit, okay, she'utla olav misima ko ilalit, beko nitzchi, he's got such a elevated and eternal goal, miyad moiduhu laboiru yisborah, He gives our down to Hashem. שיש באפשרותו עדיין לשפר נשמוסו ליפויסו. He can משפר his נשמה, he can, what's the word I'm looking for? לשפר means to improve his נשמה וליפויסו and to beautify. כל זמן שהנשמה, that's what we say, כל זמן שהנשמה בקרבי, מוידי אני לפניך השם אלוקי ואלוקי אבוסי, לבון כל המעשים ועדון כל הנשומס. ומוידי איתו הקודש ברוך הוא, as long as the נשומס within me. We've got such a beautiful תפקיד to be able to look after and to elevate this beautiful נשומה that הקודש ברוך הוא gave to me. Now, That's the brucha v'lekan neshama that we send the moon. It was beautiful brucha. Now, we see from here. We're missing a few people today. Yosef Yitzchak.
Thursday. It's a long week. A long week for some people.
Listen to
For
this.
Me, the week went very fast.
Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem.
Like a minute.
Baruch Hashem. Oh, they'll come on now soon. In a few minutes, we'll start finding, and then they'll come on. Look here. Mr. Sadransky, we can't see you yet. Listen to this. Okay? If Shlomo also not. Listen to this. Ro'im anu mitoichen brochezu. We see from this brocha. Okay, we see from this brocha. Alright? Yevitzchak, you there? We see from this brocha. Sheikara hoido, sheikara, the ikar part of this brocha is hoido la boire, to the boire oilam, ale nosh, ale neshama, okay? Shenosam bekirbenu, that he gave to us, v'shelo nishkach af l'riga, we shouldn't forget for 1 minute, shakodesh baruch hu betuvoi v'chazdoi mechayehu kol rega v'rega. Shakodesh baruch hu keeps you alive every single minute, for the fact that he has given you the neshama. Hu ma shemuva b'yalkut shimoini, okay, that's what we say in the Yalkut Shimoini. Besof Sefer Tehillim, at the end of Sefer Tehillim, al haposuk, on the posuk, kolan shema tehalel kaf. Okay? Kolan shema tehalel kaf. Every single shema should be mehalel to the Boira Oilom. Shemuva beyalkut shim, right? This is what we say. Okay? Zele shoyne, this is the lotion of the Yalkut. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, the man Yafu. This is Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, okay, from the city of Yafu. Haneshama, Shebeodom, Bechol Shah, the Oila Beyoyredis. Every single minute, every single hour, all the time, in other words, Bechol Shah means all the time. The Oila Beyoyredis, it goes up and comes down. He mevakeshet latzit mimenu. He actually wants to leave the body all the time. Ve'achi omed es begufo. How does it stay in the body? El HaKadosh Baruch Hu kvoido malei chol ha'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shechina fulfills the entire world. Ve'ba latzis ve'roya es yoytso. As it comes to leave, it sees the boi ro'olam. Ve'chozer es la'chora. It comes to stay back in. לכן כל הנשמה כל זמן שהיא אוי לו ויורדס תהלל כך. Every single neshom, as it goes out, it comes back, it gives shvach to the boiro oilom. This is the lotion of the midrash. Ala ploim on the miracle shu oy seimanu, the Kadosh Baruch Hu does for us. He does, in other words, he keeps it in the body. The neshama doesn't want to stay in the body. Doesn't feel like being here. And the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts it in and gives us an opportunity to meshaper the neshama, that, in a sense, the neshama gives tehila to the boira olam for doing that. In other words, the neshama intrinsically doesn't want to be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechayevet to be here. It's like a child at school. A child doesn't want to be at school. Right? He doesn't want to be at school. He wants to be at home because that's where he likes to be. Alright? Yet the parents mechayev him to be there because it's his best for his best interest. And on that, he comes home every day and he says, thank you, mechayev him for being in school. Rabbi Levi, b'shem Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Levi, in the name of Rabbi Chanina, says, al kol neshima v'neshima, on every single breath, shehu noishem, that a person breathes, you have to give hoido to the boira oilam. Not only the neshama, you got to give hoido. In other words, we give, you see from this whole thing that we give shvach to the boira oilam, For every neshama, neshima is a lashon of neshama. Can you see that? Kol neshima v'neshima is a lashon neshama, kol ha-neshama, kol ha-neshima. It really is just a different way of learning out the same thing, that we have to give shvach to the Bore Olam, that he keeps the neshama within us and allows the neshama to gain elevation, and this world to be elevated in this world. And that's what we're giving shvach to the Bore Olam every single day. Listen to this. And that we have to give hoida to the Bore Olam, which is what we said previously in Elokai Neshama, that Atam Mesham Rabbi Kirbi, you keep it in my Moida Ani Lefanecha, and I give hoida to you. We're making good sense to everyone. All right? Is it making sense? Now listen to this. Mishum Achoiva Agdoilo. Okay? Mishum Choiva Zu Agdoilo. I should read it. Makes better sense. Based on this, okay, on this choiva. You've got it in print, Reb Nechemi.
Yes, well, third line.
Yeah, okay? Yeah. Reb Yitzchak, we can't see you. Listen to this. Mishum choiva zu agdoilo, shemuteles aleinu, lohoidois leboreinu, to give shvach to the boilo, and to give hoidot to boilo, על הנשמה מסקיימס בקרבנו, באו אנשי הכנסס הגדולה. ואנשי הכנסס הגדולה קיים, ותיקנו בחוכמוסו. And they were מתקן in the חוכמה, we can't see Reb Yitzchak. Okay? Your camera is out. ותיקנו בחוכמוסו תפילה מיוחדת לשם כך.
My camera's working.
Yeah, but it's just looking at the ceiling.
Oh, not so exciting.
That's the way I'm sitting.
Listen, Rabbi Yekefli. Good morning, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchok.
Boker Tov.
We got nervous about you this morning. Listen to this.
Where are we? Where are we going?
Yeah, we're in the Parshas Hashavuot.
Okay.
Mishum choyva zu agdoyle shemuteles aleinu lohoides leboreinu ala neshama miskayemes bekirbeinu. Since we've got to give hoida, like we said, moide ani lefanechen elokai neshama. בואו אנשי כנסת הגדולה ותיקנו בחוכמוסם תפילה מיוחדת לשם כך. וכדאמרינן בבירחס הוא ידוע שבתפילה סיוט חס. You know, we say in the מודים, נוידע לך ונספרתי לעשיך על חיינו המסורים בידיך, מנעה החיים המסורים בידיך, ועל נשמוסנו הפקודויס לך. ונעה נשמה that is נפקד, that is in your hand. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Are we together?
Good.
Okay. Now listen to this. Echei nira li levayv. By the way, this is in Sota Daf Mim Amud Aleph. Echei nira li levayv. I want to be mevayv. Vazeh hada anu umrim b'moidim d'rabono. That which we say in moidim d'rabono.
Oh, no.
Correct. We say in Moedim the Rabbonon. We say as follows: Berachos v'adorois l'shimcha gadol v'akadosh. We give great brachas and hoidos to you. Al shechisanu v'kiamtanu, that you mechaye us and mechayem us, keep us alive, keep the neshama within us. Ken techayenu stayemenu v'seesof gadu yosenu. Should mechaye us and bring us back? Al she'anachnu moedim lach. You know, ken techayenu v'seesof v'lasin lechatzot kashecha l'shmur chalkecha v'lasot v'lasin lechatzot kashecha v'lasin lechatzot. Al she'anachnu moedim lach. I want to ask you, can anybody explain to me what it means? Al she'anachnu moedim lach. What does it mean? What does it mean? You should bring us back because we're giving you hoido. What does it mean? What is it? Al she'anachnu moedim lach. It's very difficult. Right? What does it mean? Al she'anachnu moedim lach. What does it mean? Al she'anachnu moedim lach. What does it mean? I mean, have you ever thought about it? Moedim anachnu lach. You should bring us back to Eretz Yisrael, to Beis Hamikdash. al she'anachnu moedim lach, because we give you hoidah. What does it mean? Ela deyesh lefaresh hatam she'anu mevakshiran. Ela deyesh lefaresh hatam she'anu mevakshim she'dafka bizchut zu. Right? Listen to this. We'll do this first. Ela lefaresh hatam she'anu mevakshim. Okay? She'anu mevakshim. She'dafka bizchut zu. Okay? I think that we can say the Ela deyesh lefaresh. I think we have to put in the word atam. Ela she'yesh lefaresh she'anu mevakshim she'dafka bizchut zu. Dafka because of this zchus. She'anu makirim. We recognize. Mi mechayenu. Who looks after us? Umi mechayemenu. And who's mechayemas? Kumo she'nizkar b'tchilas tfile zu. Like we say in the beginning. Right in the beginning of the tfile we said it. Al shechiltanu v'kemtanu. He asher tizakenu, this chut will mezake us lekibutz galuyas v'legula asida. Dafka because we recognize who is mechaye us, that chut will bring us back. Now I want to tell you something. It's not stam a pshat. Look here. Look at the bottom here, number 3. Yesh lomar dahenu kavanat Rashi bagmor. Soita. That seems to be what Rashi said. Rashi says, "Al shenasata belibenu liyot dvukim b'shem b'cha umoydim lecha." That's a pshat of "Al she'anachnu moydim lach." Al shenasata belibenu liyot dvukim b'cha umoydim lecha. Again, that's what you know. Akadosh Baruch Hu should bring us back because we have come to the realization that we are dependent, that we are dependent on you, and we thank you for who we are and what you've done for us. And the fact that you keep us alive, that itself will bring us, is a schus to bring us back. Now, look at this. Isa bagmora bevavakama. The bagmora in bevavakama, we learned this all together. Right? Mevari, are you there? Listen to this. Okay? Are you there, Mevari?
Yeah.
Okay, look here. Isa bagmora bevavakama. It's written in Gemara Baba Kama that the Zayin Amudale Bezele Shoyim. Okay, this is what's written in the Gemara Baba Kama. Listen to this: Shederos Shel Adam, the spine of a person, Leachar Shiva Shanim, after 7 years. Okay, Leachar 7. Okay, Sheva Shanim, after 7 years.
7 years.
Nase Nachash. It becomes a snake. V'hani mili doloi kara b'moedim. That's if the person didn't bow down during moedim. Now the Gemara says then Baba Kama. Okay? That's what's written. Okay? Now, the Gilyon Atois was sham. Okay? In the Gilyon, listen to this, Muva. This Gilyon is, alright. It's brought in Bamud base in Toisvus with a Matchil Vahu. Okay? Begilion at Toisvus, Kosu. Alright? Kosu. It's written as follows. Okay? This is what's written. Kosu. Yesh mefarshim, mishum damrin and the Midrash. They want to say, because it's written in the Midrash, Yesh etzim bish deroish al adam. Is a etzim and the shidra of a person. Shemimenu notzar lasid lovo. That's like the loose, right? That's going to cause him to stand up lasid lovo. But also etzim chazak v'kashet. It's very, very hard, right? Chazak v'kashet kol kach she'en ha'esh yachol lesorfo. The fire doesn't burn it. If that etzim becomes a nachash, ain't no chay le'asid lover. He's not going to stand up le'asid lover. They asked the question over there. All right? They ain't svara lomar sheye onesh gadol kol kach b'shvil avon zeh. How can a person get such an avon because he doesn't like bow down during Moedim that he's not going to be zoichel to Kriyas HaMeisim? Ve'akol Yisrael yesh lehem chelek lo ilam habo. Can you see that? Adkan. That's the Aran. Adkan. So the that was Tosfos over there. Can't understand how you can explain, how can it be such a terrible onish for not bowing in Moedim. Doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Ve'ra ali chacham echad. A chochem showed me. Don't remember what it was. Ma'ashetiret sham bala Tiras Chaim. Tiras Chaim was one of the big achroinim. He has a haskuma to his sefer from the Pnei Yeshua. Okay. Ve'nati kan l'shoina akodesh. I'd like to show you what the lashon of the Tiras Chaim is. V'nira lefarish, he says, it seems to me, I'd like to explain, right? Ah, Reb Meir, how are you? Welcome back. Listen to this. Listen over here. He explains as follows. He says, v'ra'a li chacham echad. This is what it is. V'nira lefarish, the Tiras Chaim wants to explain as follows. Max.
Yeah.
He says, "Lefi shu'u is barach oise chesed im kol adam. He does chesed with everyone. B'chol yom and b'chol yis and b'chol rega. Every single rega he does a chesed. He keeps on the shomayim. Ela she'en balanes makir benisu. Okay. The problem is that the balanes, the person, doesn't think that this is what's happening. Savur oilam savur." Right? He thinks, Oilam kemin hagon nohu noy. Everything goes like normal. This is normal. The eno margish, he doesn't know, she called psia, every single step he takes, b'chol tnu'a v'tnu'a, and every single movement he does, b'chol neshima v'neshima, and every single breath he takes, hu memenu, is barach shmu, it comes from Hashem, because he's looking after your neshoma in you, that's causing you to do that. As it's written, Hashem, it's a day gaver, koinenu. Kodesh Baruch Hu looks after the steps of a person. Even it's written, Asher b'yado nefesh kol chai b'ruach kol b'sar ish. Where they recite in Rosh Hashanah, Asher b'yado nefesh kol chai b'ruach kol b'sar ish. You look after, we're in your hands. Okay? Kol b'sar ish. V'yaya, right? The person should every single second give hoidah to the Boira Yisborach. Like we said from the Yalkut Shimon. Right? Alright? If a person doesn't think that everything's coming from him, kol rega v'rega, he just thinks the world is continuing as normal. Okay? That's kfir. You can't give shvach every single second of your life. I mean, you just actually can't do it. That's why Anshe Knesses HaGdoyle were metakin, right? Takana. The Yisdu Loimar, and they wanted a person to say Tfilas Erev Avokir Betzorayim Birchas Oido. That's why they were attacking Birchas Oido in Moedim. Olechen Tiknu Lishchois Bibrochazu. That's why they wanted you to bear when you say Moedim. Keminag Bosor Vedom, like a person Hamoedele Chavere Dover. You know, when you want to thank somebody, you bow to him. You know, when you get something very important from someone, you give a little bow, right? Yes, you do. When the actors want to thank the audience, they give a bow, and the audience say thank you, right? And the audience say thank you, and they give a bow. That's why we bow down. We give it. That's the form of thank you. If you stand up with an upright back, you're not prepared to say moedim. It looks like you say, you know what? I'll do it. I'm in charge. Then huido, so huido. No, huido is not a huido. What are you talking about? You've got to bend over. That's why he uses in Olam Haba. Wonderful explanation. Can you see? Ayin Sham Barichus. See what he has to say over there. I just want to show you something. And I added in the notes over here that when he stands up at Koimas Kufo, Dukmas Anachash HaKadmon. That's what the Nachash was. The Nachash was an upright snake. And that was the, that's Ulechen Ra'uyu Shishidrosoi Tafuch Lishtucha. That's why his Shidra should go straight. Can you see that? Komo Zushel Anachash HaKadmon. Just like because of the Nakar HaKadmon. Sheniskalel bekach, that was miskale like this, mishum shelo ikiris yoitzro vehesis gamis chavel lekach. Do you see that? Mida keneged mida. That's why the nachas, that's why the avera for the nachas, the onish for the nachas was agichun chatelech. You stood upright, you didn't moide, it is a boire to the world. And you said to Chava that she can be the boyer olam. Who achal ma'etz and barais olam gam tochliat ma'etz b'tove tivro et ha'olam. Right, that's exactly what's written. V'atera isha kitove etz ma'achal. So the onish was to push him down. That's why the niskale la nachash. Now listen.
Where's the four?
Huh?
Where is the four note?
Four goes down to here, no? There.
Where is it in the text?
Yeah.
I don't see it in the text.
Hold on.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Hold on.
Do I see that?
There it is. Skufa.
Okay.
I didn't
see it. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. The choiva of bidot. Good morning, Rav Shlomo. Now we can see you.
Okay.
Look over here. Right. Listen to this carefully. Moshe, listen to this carefully. All right. Watch this. Come, I want to show you over here. I don't know what happened to Reb Eliyahu. Went off. Listen to this. Choyvas hoido, okay, the choyvas hoido v'asimcha hamitlave elea, okay, ba, so the choyvas hoido v'asimcha mitlave elea, and the simcha that comes together with the hoido, knowing that you recognize, ba libitu v'parshoseng, that comes to, it expresses itself in this week's parsha. You should have simcha in all the good that Hashem has given you. See the Orachaim Shebir. Alright? Shebir Zelashoinu. He was Mavir as follows. Okay? He was Mavir. Okay? Amar, he said, Becholatoy. What is Becholatoy? Pshat is perush davar shekolel kol atov. You have to have simcha in kol atov. Kol atov is Hashem Himself. Ve'ein ze kol atov means davar shekolel kol atov. Ve'kol atov, right? That's the pshat of Hashem berachas Avram b'kol. Okay. Ve'ein ze ela kolus baruchu shuvu makor atov. You see that? That's a pshat kol atov. She davar shekolel kol atov. Right? Ve'ein ze, I'll tell you what I'd like to do over here. I'd like to add in something. If you don't mind. Right? Look what I want to do over here. References.
Yeah.
I want to add in over here something. Look at this. Cholat Toiv. I want to add in over here. Ayin. Right? Ayin Oid. Isn't that it? Who? Bechinas? Right? Who Bechinas? It's the same. That's the Bechinas. Listen to me, yeah? Vashem Berach is Avram Bakoil. Listen to this. Just hold on 1 second. Vashem Berach is Avram Bakoil. Just look at this over here. Hold on. Vashem Berach is Avram Bakoil. Zaken by Vashem Berach is Avram Bakoil. Here it is. Chav Dalet Alet. Who Bechinas Vashem Berach Berach is Avram Bakoil. Correct. Who Bechinas Vashem Berach is Avram Bakoil. That is Bereshis Chav Gimel. Reish is Chof Gimel Aleph. Right? Uke mevuar Sham Baram Ban. Okay. And that's the lotion of Hashem Berach is Abraham Bakol. Do you see that? That's the lotion of Bakol. Okay. Reish is Chof Gimel Aleph, Uke Mevuar Sham Baramban. Do you see that? Have a look at the Ramban. The Ramban says there's a midah called Bakol. Okay? And that's a pshat of Hashem Berachat Avram Bakol. And that's a lotion of Bakol over here at the top. Kebecholatur. Okay? That's kolatur. Rein ze ela kodesh baruch hu shu makoratur. Asher nasan lecha, he says, perush ki dvar ze en erech elav, ela matnas chinam. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you a matnas chinam that he created you and put a neshama in you. You know what I mean? That's called matnas chinam. Why were you zochet to it? Right? Now, listen to this. Okay? Here we go. We're continuing. Now, ve'etzem ha'oidor she'tzarech liot al ma she'kodesh Baruch Hu mechaye otanu tamid. Okay? על מה שהקדוש ברוך הוא, בעצם ההועידו, על מה שהקדוש ברוך הוא מחיה אותנו, אתם יכול רגע, גם כן מבואר, בעצם, מבואר ברמב"ן על הפסוק בסוף פרשתנו, אוקיי? לחם לא אכלתם, ויין ושיכר לא שסיסם, למען תדעו כי אני השם אלוקיכם, את זה סוף פרשת. זה לא שואלנו, זה רמב"ן עבדי, הטעם לא אכלתם ממנו, from the לחם, שתוכלו לחיות ממנו, you didn't eat לחם that you could survive. כי עיקר מחיותם במנה, it was from the man. למען תדעו, כי הנה אני השם אלוקיכם, המחיה אסכם במעשה הניסים. Every single day, keep you alive, with or without the man. The man was just a semen that הקדוש ברוך הוא was the one that keeps you alive. Can you see that? Alright? Listen to this. Alright? Listen here. I'd like to put them in here. Shetzarich lehoido yisloid. Ve'etzem ha'yudo. Shetzarich lehoido yisloid. I think it would be better. Lehoido yisloid is borach. Right? There it is. Alma. Al. Ha. Al ha. Shuhu. בעצם העידור שצריך להוהד או שלא על מה שהוא מחיה, על ה שהוא מחיה, על ה דו מחיה, על מה, I think it's better to say, על מה, על זה, שהוא מחיה ויסענו תמיד בכל רגע. Listen God, that's better. אולם, לדעבודנו, נאגס את number 6, look at number 6. ועל זה נאמר גם כן, ויענך ויעריבך ויעקלך יסמן אשר לידעת ולידון אבוסך. למען הודעך כי לא על הלחם לבדו יחיה אדם, כי על כל מוצא פי השם יחיה אדם. Okay? That's what we say, in the in Dvarim Ches, okay, which is Parshas Ikev. Venirali shal kach anu mudim gamken ba'bruch be'bruch hashnia shel Birkas HaMazon. That's what we say in Birkas HaMazon also. No yideh lecha Hashem Elokeinu. There it is. Okay? Al chayim chen v'chayim 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 v'al achilas mazon shata zan mufanesh v'sanu tamid b'chol yom v'chol yisi v'chol sha'ach. Okay, you give us that thing. That's what we say over here in we give the shvach to the Boira Olam that he gives us the bread. It's actually his chayis in the bread. That's really what it is. It's his chayis. It gets his chayis all the time that he gives us. That's what keeps us alive. Can you see that? Now listen to this. Al chayim chen v'chesed shchon nantan. You see, first of all, we give him the chayim and the chen, and then we go to the bread. But it's just a simon that Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking after us. You see that al chayim chen v'chesed gives chayim. That's what's important, right? Now listen to this. Olam ledavoneinu. Unfortunately, kafi tivo shel adam, as is the way of a human being. Right? Alul hu lishkoach nisim alav. He forgets about these nisim. Kumo shitziva Moshe Rabbeinu v'parshasenu beomro. Right? Okay, as Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kumo she'omar Moshe Rabbeinu v'parshasenu, what did he say? He said, v'lo inosan Hashem Elokeichem, v'no nasan Hashem lev lachem lev ladas, v'inayim yiros, v'inayim nishmo ad ha'yom hazeh. It doesn't give you don't see it. Because of Sham Rashi, v'no nasan Hashem lachem lev ladas, l'haki l'schaste ha'kodosh baruch hu v'lidda b'kul. You see, you forget about the chasodim. Echen bir sham be'ben Ezra, v'avur shenisu Hashem. Because they tried Hashem, eser pe'amim ten times, lo iskiru ha'oisu shiro. They couldn't understand the things that they saw. They couldn't see it. They couldn't see the chesed of the Boira Olam. Because they were busy, you know, trying Hashem. They couldn't see. They couldn't see that chesed. Va'onish al kach, the onish for not seeing that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us and not recognizing it, muvuar etev baklalot shebar parshasin. Okay? Now you can see it in the klalos, in this week's parsha, bos mi'i hakara betovot ha'boira v'asimcha ben. Right? They come, okay, from the Ihakara Betuivis Boire, from the Tuivis of the Boire, right? Aba Hakara Bahin, and the Hakara in the Tuivis of the Boire is Boruch. Vasimcha Bahin, and being happy with it. Kumosha Kosu, that's why it's written. Ubo Alecha Kula Klalota Ele, Tachas Ashelo Abadet et Hashem Besimcha. You didn't serve Hashem Besimcha. Ubetuv Levav Merov Kol, and with a happy heart from all the goodness that he's done for you. You see, a person doesn't recognize it. Okay?
Is it possible to recognize a Natri Basimpa?
Usually when a person recognizes a chesed is Basimcha, that somebody's looking after him. That's usually the case.
Maybe it's conceptually possible that a person recognizes that something good was done to him, but not
happy. Yeah.
He cannot bring himself to
happiness.
Apparently, it's too. I'm saying.
But I think that a person that's always looking and wanting something else doesn't recognize that which he's got and the goodness that he's got.
Very happy.
But I think there's two separate challenges. One is to be Makir Batov, and the other one is to be Basimcha. That's why it's being stated separately.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I agree. Because of Shamrashi Bo'ot Shaya Lecha Kol Toiv. You weren't happy, right? You didn't have when you were given everything. וחובתנו להכיר בטויב הסבויר אינה רק בהוידו אלוי. It's not only to the הוידו, right? כאשר אנו מרגישים בטויב שאוסו שאויסה לנו, when he does the good, okay, or בטובות, Okay, when we see the good that he does. Ela limdunu chazal shegam peron shover alenu. V'nir rebeinenu keron. In the bed, and it looks like bad. Mikol makom chovasenu lo hoidos aleha. We have to give moida on that as well. Im akara, the kode avid, rachamane le tav avid. Everything it does is for the good. That's a very high darga. V'chein amu chazal b'mestechet broches, dafnun dalet amud alef. Chayav adam levarech al haroa, k'shem shemavarech al ha-toivo. You have to give a broch on raw, just like you do it for toivo. שנאמר ואהבת את השם אלוקיך בכל לבבך ובכל נפשך ובכל מאוידך. Okay? בכל מאוידך. This is הנביא. בכל מידה ומידה שהוא מוידד לך. Everything he does for you. הווה מוידה לו, you should be moided to him. Listen to this. Now,
I always thought the whole me'odecha meant with your finance, with your money.
Yeah, that's one. That's one hisbin. This is another hisbin.
Chol mida b'mida shuru
mida. Chol mida u'mida lashon mida.
Where's the
same thing with all your might? All your might means for every mida that it gives. It's a play on words. Chol mida u'mida.
Where's the aleph coming in me'odecha?
It's actually a lashon of mi, right? Mi da. You're right. The aleph is me'od. It's actually me'oidecha, but loshon mi da. In other words, every mi da you use all your koichos to be me'oided to him. You're right. I hear what you're saying. That's really what Chazal, we actually, this is a drosh of Chazal. Loshon mi da. I took out the aleph because it's a me'oidecha. It's not that emphasized a vowel. It's not such an emphasized letter. Ba'in sham bagmora daf samech amud beis shebir sham rovet de ba'in anakabel midas puranos b'simcha ubalivav sholim. That's the Gemara in Brochus. Okay? Lo'od ayin mashet kosov ha'kli yoko. Have a look at the kli yoko in this week's parsha. The parasha, from this week's parasha, she omad ala kushya, he asked the question, lama neemru kol ha'arurim b'psukim? All the arurim are written, the feirush, explicitly. Moshe Ketuv, like it's written, arur ha'isha she'yase feser, arur makli avi ve'imu, this week's parasha. Rabbi Chov Zayim, please vav chovo, v'nish'aru ha'broches b'diyuk. Okay? And the brochas are just from a diyuk, klomal. Okay? What he's trying to say is this clear. Shemevu'ar me'aposuk, eile yamdu lebarechet amal al brizi. In this week's parasha. Shenitztavu ha'levim, lifno istchila klape har grizi, to face har grizi. Velomar, okay? And to say, right? Velomar, et kol ha'arurim tchila, Beloshon brocha. They had to say first of all, Loshon brocha. Baruch ha'ish asher lo yaseh feser. Baruch asher lo yakli avi ve'imu. Okay? Ulam lashon ha'bracha lo ne'emra b'toiro. You don't see the Loshon of brocha. You just see the Loshon of klala. Like nilmad me'aloshon she'ne'emra etzel ha'arurim. Do you see that? So that's what he's asking. Why don't you mention ha'arurim? Why don't you mention baruch, baruch, baruch? Why mention arur, arur, arur? Lezet tiret. Lezet tiret a klei yakol. Okay? He was metaret, the klei yakol. Okay? Shetir, sheramah zatoiru bazze. Sheramah zatoiru bazze. The Torah was meramis. Shabrocha bichlal arurim. Even an arur is a brocha. Ki ma'achar shaklala et ha-siba. When you know that you can't do something, you can get a klala, you don't do good, you keep away from bad. Because there's a don't, right? It makes one do. Can you see that? So even the negative is really positive. It's very much positive. Because of the negative, it makes you do positive. All right? A country only keeps to laws when there's a system of punishment.
As well as Rabbi, what is there also a suggestion that even the goyim won't do it in a natural state of mind? Those 11 dollars.
You mean they're logical?
Exactly. They even in the normal state of mind, normally won't do those avaras.
That's why it's mentioned the lashon of oru.
Right.
I understand what you say. I hear the explanation. But why shouldn't a goy make a pesel and a masicha to make an avodah zorah? Number one.
Not all the goyim are into avodah zorah.
Yeah, but it's something.
I'm talking about the nine laws.
No, but the Torah is referring to you said to me that it's something a goy would naturally do, right?
No, not do.
No.
I mean, in their society, to uphold society. I'm talking a bit about B'nai Noach.
That I understand. You want to say that it's written all these arurim because it's something that the goyim would also not do.
Exactly. Normally.
Interesting. Did you see that explanation anywhere?
I didn't find for Rusa, I think, yesterday. I wonder if it's not the Kliyakar as well.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. Okay. I'll have to have a look. I don't have the Kliyakar exactly with me at the moment. The one that the Chumash that they have over here doesn't have a Kliyakar. Okay, I hear. I have what to say about it. I have a question about it. Okay, but I hear. Listen to this. Vihine. Raya shegam. Vihine raya. We see a raya from here. We're all together. Right? Shegam kashir ba'im aleni yusurim. En bekavanosim eila asirenu lederach hanechoyin vatuiva. They're just to bring us back to the right path. Vim ken gam hem bichlal ha-broche. It's also the broche. V'yesh la'adam levarech lehem. Okay? U'lohoidois al kach. U'lohoidois. Levarech u'lohoidois alehem. That's really what it is. Levarech u'lohoidois alehem. Can you see that? Kasher. Alright? Keshem shemevarech ala tuyv. Just like is mevarech ala tuyv. Yerotzen shenizke kulanu lahakiru lohoides leboreinu hakol hachesed shegumelanu and the whole the chesed is done for us sheasid hu ligmor lanu vazeh hu bevar in this world and this world.
Shkoyach.
Okay.
Shkoyach.
There it is.
Very nice.
Rabbi Rosen.
I think we're all old enough that we've also seen sometimes that what we thought was the Tova turns out not to be.
That's also true.
So when we're being very enthusiastic about being thankful for the Tova, we may not actually be getting that.
Yes, that's also true. That's right.
What it says in the curses section of this parsha, and what it said, curses a person that's going to set up an idol in secret.
Right.
So is that like a kol shekein? Even more so is cursed a person that sets up an idol in public.
Yeah, correct. Why? He's trying to hide it, you see. He's trying to show himself to be one thing and he's doing something else. That's why the oral is there.
So it's worse setting up an idol in secret than it is in public?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Which is worse. Maybe he needs to curse more, though, because since he's doing perseva,
he's trying to.
Seems amiche, I think.
Yeah. V'sam b'seisir, you're asking.
Yeah.
Ki ha'oise b'derech shiye miskale hine nischay v'yisol ba'arev v'zel hazeh. V'chen, the reason is because Klal Yisrael will remove him. Here, when he does it with Seis, it's clearly so they're not bad. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has got to come and give him an oral.
But it doesn't mean someone that says it on the public will not be cursed. I mean, it's
that's right, but it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to mention it because that clearly as well do the job for him.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.